Blog Talk Radio.
The next who's not hot. That would be Tiger Woods.
I've dealt with that Thunderdome hot no more. I've watched some bad golf in my day, and, sir, my name is Tiger. Oh, my goodness. Do you remember how much it used to hurt to watch Willie Mays play that last year with the Mets in 1973? That's how bad it is. I mean, Willie Mays stumbling in the center field, falling down, going after a ball, dropping fly balls. I mean, that's how bad and how ugly Tiger Woods' golf game has become. I watched him warm up for the British Open. He looked great. I thought, my gosh, he's going to have a great tournament. And then as soon as he stepped on the course, he had the yips. His legs had the yips. His ankles had the yips. His wrists had the yips. I mean, it was night and day. But anyway, Tiger, you had a great day. It's over.
Yeah, you know, Bobby, it is kind of sad to, you know, to watch him now. And you're right. It's, you know, it's, but what can you do? You know, he should have definitely given the game up and gone out on a better note, than what he's doing now. All right, I understand we have Hondo checking in with us now. And Hondo, how are you this morning?
I'm fine in a wet and weird morning at Del Mar.
Yes, we understand that there's lightning, there's palm trees on fire, and not any weirder than what's going on here at Cajon Pass over the weekend. We've had a humongous brush fire here. Cajon Pass is closed in both directions. There was a wall of fire that swept across the freeway, and we understand that several people lost their vehicles that caught fire. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on. So our thoughts go out to everybody that's involved in the craziness as well that's going on here in California. Bobby, what are your other thoughts with baseball and such right now? I know you just went over your who's hot, who's not list, and but what are your thoughts generally and in sports right now as well?
There's the team that I would say that's ideally situated to make a run and to be dangerous in the second half is the Seattle Mariners. But for some reason, a team that has everything you need to have to win just can't put it together. I'm not really sure why, but they are such that their pitching is so good, and they can't seem to score runs. And I think it's because I think they're depending too much on the home run. I mean, and there's no other question. But anyway, the Mariners, if they would learn how to move runners from first to second to third, and get them home, I think they could be a dangerous team. Right now, I think the team that's going to take the National League West, it's going to be the Angels. The Astros, they're pitching. Their arms aren't ready for the stretch drive yet. I don't think they're strong enough. But that's the way I see the American League West. The Dodgers, I think, should have enough. But the Giants are coming on. Giants are playing, San Francisco Giant baseball, and that's bad news for the rest of the National League.
Yeah. Hondo, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think the Dodgers will win the West. If the Giants get into the playoffs, they'll be dangerous as usual, but I don't think the Giants have enough to outlast the Dodgers in a 162-game schedule. The Mariners, the big problem is Robinson Cano hitting 250 in the middle of that order with six home runs. They never thought that was going to happen. And that's been a huge, huge drag on their offense. And other than Felix, you've got some pitchers who haven't really lived up to what they hoped would do. Tawan Walker is sitting there with an ERA of 4.5. Iwakala has been hurt for most of the year. He just recently came back, and that'll help having a healthy him in the rotation. But you know, I just interesting race I think is to watch this year in the American League will be the East, because they're so I think anybody of the four other than the Red Sox can win that division, and that's going to be interesting to watch the AL East for sure.
All right, folks, we're gonna give our couple of free selections out right now. And for the first one, we're going to head down to Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf. And hopefully they've got all the palm trees that were struck by lightning today. They're put out. And so we got some interesting photographs sent to us by Aaron Greider. And we want to thank Aaron Greider for sending those out on Facebook and Twitter. Hondo, what's going on down there? Some weird weather, huh?
Yeah, I woke up about 7 o'clock to one of the loudest thunderclaps I've heard in a long time. Set off all the car alarms here in the parking lot of the hotel I'm staying at. And it was for about a half hour there. It was pretty wild. But I hear that they just recently reopened the track for training. They had stopped training for a little bit during the lightning, but it's been reopened, and American Sparrow was supposed to work this morning for getting ready for the half-full.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, let's take a look to the sixth race. And our free play of the day will come with number 7, Trifecta. This is a horse that's trained by Bill Morey and will be ridden by Joe Talamo. Sixth race, number 7, Trifecta, will be our play of the day. And if you're heading down to the track, if you're already there or just want to pick up the phone and call your neighborhood friend, we suggest a couple of bucks to win and place in the sixth race on number 7, Trifecta. And good luck if you're at the track. Also, real quick, we want to give you our free play of the day in sports. And that comes, we're heading down to San Diego for this game. So we're going to just jump on the trolley. And from the track, we're going to head down to San Diego Petco Park, where Dick Enberg is often seen and strutting around down there. And we're going to go with the Padres, 963, 964. We're going to go with San Diego with Ross on the hill. And we're going to stomach the minus 155 and suggest the play on 964 San Diego, the Padres. All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout, and when we return, we'll have some more free plays, as well as Boppy's Corner, also known as Boppy's Pigskin Preview. Go ahead, refresh your beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of our show, Keeping Score with Boppy.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark, a little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. Less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. come on, come on, come on,
come on, come on,
come on,
come on, come on.
Don't procrastinate, don't articulate, girl, don't get played. You just sit and wait.
All right, sports fans, we're back for part two of Keeping Score with Boppy. I am Eddie the Hat. And, of course, we have Big Boppy with us and Hondo. And, Boppy, it's that time for Boppy's Corner. Boppy's going to put on his sweater, his cardigan sweater, just like Mr. Rogers did. And we're going to go into the corner, and Boppy's going to let us know what's going on in Boppy's Corner this afternoon, also known as Big Boppy's Pigskin Preview. Boppy, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm wearing purple today for the Horned Frogs of TCU. I think that this year's Big 12 race shapes up to be a race between two distinctive teams with very different styles. You have the offensive juggernaut, Baylor Bears, and then you have a team that's been in the top of the national list for stinginess for the last 10, 12 years, the TCU Horned Frogs. I like Horned Frogs a little more because I actually go with that old bromide that defense wins championships. And I think that this year the Horned Frogs will prevail, but because they're now less regarded because they don't have a conference championship. I think they're down. You know, they don't have the 12 teams requisite for that. I think that they may still fight in the national championship in the playoffs. But I do like TCU, and I think it's going to be a great year to be a Horned Frog.
All right. Boppy, are you on a bus or do you, I'm hearing a lot of people. Are people sitting around you or?
No. We're I'm on a very noisy highway. Instead of being on a highway in Oklahoma, I think they call them griddles. We're on the interstate griddle.
Boppy is in Boomer Sooner territory.
Oh, okay.
I am in Boomer Sooner territory.
Well, good luck with that. If you see, my favorite coach is from Boomer, from the Oklahoma. Wave hi to him and make sure you give him the special salute for me, too, would you?
Oh, you bet. Hey, Honda, what do you think of the Big 12? In football this year?
You know, I haven't looked at the Big 12 that closely yet, but I do know for certain that if they want to be treated like the other major conferences, they need to grow up and get a conference championship game. To me, it's just mind-boggling why they won't do that.
Well, it's mind-boggling why they don't add two teams. I mean, they added West Virginia, but they need two more or three more.
Well, they could set up a conference championship. They don't need any more teams. They cut the two divisions, so have the two division winners play in a conference championship.
They denied permission to have that conference championship by the Big 12. I mean, not by the 12, by the NCAA, because NCAA laws say that you automatically have to have one if you have 12 teams, and it actually forbids it if you don't have 12 teams.
Well, they automatically for 12, but they could do it themselves, and as long as they don't, they're gonna hurt themselves.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. I completely agree. They need you know, the thing is you've got to get schools that enhance your reputation, not detract it. I mean, what could years ago the Big East went out and they got Boise State, which helped. But they also picked up Temple, which hurt. So
right.
it's one of those things, you know. And they also that was also the time of year, or time when they picked up UConn, and UConn I think was one of the reasons why the Big East eventually became irrelevant. UConn won a conference championship, and what did they do? They lost five games that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's some. something going on in the NFL right now, too, that is totally baffling me is why the hell the Titans have not signed Marcus Mariota yet. Guys, are there any thoughts to what's going on with that? Can Tennessee screw this up?
It's all about money and a good agent. That's all that is.
Well, they better get him in the camp, or it's going to be a wasted year for the kid.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, here you go. You got probably one of the best prospects that the NFL has seen in a while, and I'm not talking about Winston. I'm not talking about Johnny Show Me the Cash Manziel or any of these other fly-by-nights. I'm talking about what I think is a very legitimate NFL quarterback who's going to have a good rookie year, not somebody like RG3 and all these other burnouts that we've seen come along, and yet they're wasting an opportunity. You know, they need to step up and they need to take care of business. They drafted this kid, and they need to get going.
Yep. Bad decision making in the front office.
You know, I mean, this is it's ridiculous. And I mean, you can't tell me that they can't sit down and come to some sort of agreement. I mean, it's stupid.
On Mariota's part, you got to realize on Mariota's part how critical it is to be in camp from the very beginning when you're a rookie. I mean, whatever happens now, he's hurting himself too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you got to put the egos aside and you got to say, okay, if I don't get paid what I really think I'm worth now, you know, let me go ahead, let me sign a contract, let me get in the camp, let me prove them wrong, and then I can walk, you know, after my contract expires. But, you know, don't, you know, he's, you know, cutting off his nose to spite his face. And that's just plain stupid. Just plain stupid, you know. Also wanted to point out, if anybody out there is listening, if you have access to a Las Vegas publication called Gaming Today. There is a very interesting, very funny article on a professional gambler known as Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y. Of course, I doubt that's his real name, but if you get an opportunity to read that, it's hilarious. Everybody that has gambled in the past, now or 20 years ago, has known a Kenny in their circle of friends, and definitely worth the reading. So go ahead and check that out.
The Kenny I know is named Eddie.
Well, there you go. There you go. There is some resemblance, Hondo, to Kenny and myself. Although I have to say that my wagers growing up were not as large as Kenny's was, and there's a little bit of resemblance, and so anyway, make sure you check that out. Hondo, do you have a horse at Del Mar for us?
I don't have a particular horse, but I will tell you, any of the listeners. And if you're coming out to Del Mar, or if you're betting from home, or if you're in a casino betting the horses at Del Mar, the new dirt track has got nothing but rave reviews. The jockeys love it. The trainers love it. It seems to be playing fair for the first few days. You had a horse yesterday go gate to wire, and then you had another horse, I believe it was the sixth or seventh race, who came from dead last to win. So it's a fair track. And I think everybody's happy to see the Polytrack gone.
Well, you know, that's all you can ask for. Is this something that's fair, something that's safe? and you know, it cuts down on the minimum of the bitching that goes on with truck bias and all that nonsense. And hopefully the best horse is winning in most of the races. Of course, you know, we've seen some bad beats already and some troubled trips, but that's going to happen, you know, no matter what. So hopefully that that trend will continue. All right, guys, we have about 5 minutes left. Let's go ahead and open it up and talk about anything in general, sports-related, that you guys feel needs to be addressed.
What do you think, Bobby?
Well, I love the All-Star Game, and I'm one of those guys that really enjoyed the Home Run Derby. I enjoyed it a lot this year. It was great to see Todd Frazier win it.
I like the format change, but it's still, in my mind, it's still too long. I think a lot of people, whatever lasted this year, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, it still drags on too long. And I know baseball is trying to attract the new younger fans, and the new younger fans aren't going to sit for 2 hours and watch a home run derby. So they need to do something to shorten it. And because we all know that the new young generation is all about instant gratification.
Now, the other problem with the home run, the only problem for me with home run derby is not the duration or the length. The problem is the number of marquee players that bow out. How can you have home run derby when Bryce Harper says, "Nah, I'm not playing"? Or, I mean, I don't quite get it. This is something that's all for the fans. They enjoy it. They love it. And yet your top players say, "Ah, no thanks." I mean, that to me, the commissioner needs to step up in some private conversations and say, "Guys, this isn't a choice. You don't get to bow out. This is for the fans. You know, participate."
Well, I think this year you had the three big names missing, all for varying degrees of reasons. You had the one guy who everyone would have wanted to see, who would have hit some monster shots. Stanton, of course, he's hurt, so he was out automatically. But then Harper, who didn't choose to participate because he said his dad couldn't pitch to him. His dad, I guess, is coming off shoulder surgery and wasn't available to pitch to him. And, of course, Mike Trout, who just didn't want to do it for whatever reason. So it would have been nice to have those three in it. I understand, of course, definitely why Stanton wasn't in it, but the other two, it would have been nice to see Harper and Trout in there. But, you know, I hesitate to say that they would to make them do it, because some of them legitimately might think that it's going to screw up their swings. And they've been known to do that.
That's,
you know, the difference, Mike Trout Bryce Harper, and I love Bryce Harper as a ball player watching him play. But the difference is Mike Trout is so much more savvy when it comes to dealing with the public. It's like, you know, it's almost like got a Teflon coat on that he won't get criticized. But Bryce Harper was dumb enough, and Bryce Harper's a Mormon, and yet he gets an interview with the voice of the newspaper that's the Herald of the Mormon Church, the Deseret News, and he proceeds to tell them how he hates BYU. I mean, it's just like, I don't know that you do it. I mean, that's not the venue. That's not where you do it. Do it someplace else. Not there.
He said a lot of stuff that's been
over
ill-advised,
Bill. Well, all right, gentlemen. We have reached that time of the morning where we need to bid everybody a fond farewell. Hondo, thank you for taking time out of your morning. Good luck at Del Mar with the rest of your weekend.
I'll just try to stay dry. Thanks, guys.
And Bobby, it's that time for you to go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing.
All right, folks, thank you for tuning in, and we definitely will talk to you next week, same time, same place. Until then, good luck with all your wagers, and we hope to see you in the cashier's line.